Mr. Frank C. McCarthy of Kingsville, Texas.
Kingsville in 1929. Work for the railroad.
I moved from Houston, from down here in 1926, and I was a fireman. And then 1926, and then I got cut off, and I went back to Houston again, in 1932, I come back here again, and get cut off again, and went back to Houston. I didn't move. I just come down and worked out here.
Right.
And I went back to Houston, and then the Depression came along, 1932, and I couldn't work at all.
Mm.
So I worked for the... I went to the KCS to hire out over there in 1927 for a while, but I got cut off there.
What was that, KCS?
KCS, yeah. And then I come back here, and I didn't get to work here until, 1933, I believe, before I got to work any year. And it was cut off so much, you know.
Right.
And,
did you work here in the roundhouse?
No, I never did work in the roundhouse.
Oh, you were a fireman?
Fireman, yeah,
fireman.
You went to go to the fireman board, you stay on there until you get more seniority. And I didn't have no seniority, and the youngest one, they cut them off. They dumped down, and one of the three came along and cut the ball off there for a while. But
at that time, were you, was it Kingsville a small town?
Oh, yeah, it's about, I think it's about. Oh, yes, I think it's about, it's way, one and a half as big as it is now. How much they got now?
Around 30,000, I think.
Oh, I only got over 15,000 then. That was about 1933. Mm-hmm. And then I got back on the board, and moved from Houston here in 1947, I believe it was. I've been here ever since.
What type of locomotive did you all have?
Steam engine. Was steam engine for a long time. Then we got the diesels, you know, and they done away with the steam engine. In fact, they had water tanks, you know, take water over all these engines. And when they got the diesel, they didn't need them water tanks. And they...
Because that took care of a lot of people's jobs.
Fill it up with water here, maybe and go away to Houston and all the way to bit, you know. But they took all them tanks and they couldn't use a steam engine out anymore because they in the place to get water. And I think it's 52 is when they got the diesels here. I was promoted in 1943 from fireman to engineer.
Engineer?
Yeah. And
did you do a lot of traveling? Or you worked mainly here?
I worked for it all down the line. Mm-hmm. Worked sometime at Mission, sometime in Brownsville, sometime in Houston, and sometime in Arlington. From here out here to Vanderbilt, from here to Mission, in Brownville. And then the day we had Spaghetti runs on, you know, we had two night runs, 15 and 16, 14, 13 and 14, and 15 and 16. Night runs, we had day runs, 11 and 12. And, of course, they pulled off 13 and 14. And then they pulled off 15 and 16. And finally, they pulled off in the last, about 50, 60, about 60, they pulled off the pageant round, all the other ones.
What was that now, though?
The 11 and 12.
Oh.
They pulled that off. And now we don't have a pageant round at all.
No passengers at all now. Well, was it mostly freight, or was it a lot more passenger?
Yes. Most from then on, it was all freights. There were more pageant runs on.
Do you know they built freight cars here, tank cars?
Oh yeah, they used to have a place there where they built all the freight cars, repaired all the freight cars, you know. And they had an ice dump down there where they used to ice to refrigerate the cars, you know. Put ice in the blocks, and they had to do away with that because they cut the air conditioned cars now run by motors, you know.
Right.
But they used to have as high as five or six section of number 60 a day, and then now they don't have but. One, about one a day each way. They used to have about 55, 60, 65, 70 cars at one time, one engine. Now they put about 125 or 150 cars, three engines. So they don't have many.
You think that was the railroad the main?
Yeah, the railroad was the main thing they had to run out here, you know. They didn't, and after the steam engine left, well, they didn't need the roundhouse anymore. They, instead of fixing the diesels here, they just coupled them in like a boxcar, three cars behind the other engine, you know. And take them to Houston, tow them to Houston.
I see.
But when they had the steam engine, then somebody had to stay on the steam engine to reverse them and keep the brake kicked on one thing or another. And but now they don't do that anymore. You take them to Houston and fix them in Houston. They used to have, I think they had about 500 men working in the shops down there, and about 300, I guess, working in the general office in there. And then when they done away with this office and done away with that working in the shop from the Palestine, you know. And they didn't have any use for the office anymore, so they sold it to the Umber Company. The Umber Company took it over. They tore that down, you know.
Right.
Was you here when they tore it down?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I guess that left many people out of work.
Oh, yeah. That's, a lot of them went to Palestine, but a lot of them didn't ever get a job anymore. Mm-hmm. Always a lot of different years. Take a few years ago. Years ago, they had to. You take that, you know, right by the general office, 6th Street down there?
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't even paved.
Not paved.
It wasn't paved then, no. Sometimes it mobbed up big in that street down there.
Was it difficult to maintain, you know, like the railroad track or?
No, it used to be years ago, and they tell me that that sand down in Trinity and in Raymondville is difficult to keep the sand off in the trail. The old traveler tell me that they have to stop sometime and shovel the sand off in the rail before they go. But that's been a long time before I came here.
Right.
But there's a lot different ones then. You see, they didn't have all these colleges here then than they have now.
Were there many stores in Kingsville at that, in, say, 33?
No, there wasn't very many stores. Most of them were downtown. You take one of those, right down on 6th Street, there's one there. And there's one on the main, the Clayburg down there, about where Penny's was, on the other side of Penny's. And one on Edwards is right on the corner where the variety store is.
Herbie's. Herbie's.
No, the other one. The other one down the middle there. Oh, Franklin.
Franklin's,
Ben, yeah. Franklin. Mm-hmm. That used to be a grocery store.
A grocery store.
Mm-hmm. But we bought this place in 52, I believe it was now. Mm-hmm.
You didn't used to live here?
No. We bought this place in 52. Mm-hmm. We got tired moving around one place to the other. I got so I couldn't hold a job in Houston, couldn't hold one here, so we just stay here because it's the extra board, you know, and you could put in there, always work, emergency work or something here, you know.
Right, so it was off and on for you at the beginning.
Yeah.
But you did get to be engineer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What did you do?
1943 to 1962, and I retired in 1962.
Mm-hmm. What did you do? I mean,
you run the engine.
Run the engine.
Yeah. Switch these cars and take these trains. Sometimes to Houston, and sometimes to Brownsville, sometimes to Mission. Anything they had to go, you know.
And how did you keep up with all the new changes, you know, in engines and all that?
Well, it was kind of awkward at first, but we finally got into it. You see, they had instructors come down here when they first put that diesel in here that shows how to operate them. But we didn't get much benefit out of that. Most benefit we got is just experience running them, you know. Of course, they had these instructors from the factory, all right. But you can't learn much on one trip with them instructors. You guys just got to get coming to you, you know.
What kind of freight did you all mostly?
All kinds.
A lot of cattle?
We all, in the wintertime, we all mostly. Grapefruit, and all kinds of vegetables, cabbage, and beets, carrots, and some pineapples coming across from Mexico, and all kinds of vegetables, and some celery and another. There are all kinds of vegetables, but potatoes, we used to get as much as 20 cars of potatoes in one night out of San Benito, but they don't know how to get me the onions used to be all kinds of onions, but they say there are not many this year. I don't know what caused it. Let me see the water, I don't know.
Do you remember any famous, you know, people coming down here in Kingsville during
stainless steel?
No, the famous people, you know, like presidents.
No, I didn't get acquainted with none of them until I met one of the Clavers down the bank one time when the bank opened down there. Uh-huh. I think it's Richard Claver to be.
Richard Claver Sr., I guess.
Yeah. I believe he died since that time. When he opened his bank, his new bank.
Right.
But outside of that, I don't know any.
You don't know any?
Any people. That reason, we can't give you too much information because we was in and out in different places so many times. Maybe one day I'll be in mission. Mm-hmm. And maybe work one day or 2 days or 3 days or a week maybe. And maybe they'd come back in here and they'd send me to Brownsville, take the place of somebody. And make their week or so. And then when they come back, they may send me to Houston, work out of Houston. So, Victoria, someplace like that. So that's the reason why I didn't get too many, acquainted with too many people here at this hometowners, you know. But that Tommy over there, she knows everybody in the country. If you get a chance.
Tommy Trevino?
Trevino, yeah, Tommy Trevino.
Mm-hmm.
And, but she, probably she won't be able to because it's got so much company today.
Well, if I should get a chance, I might go over there. So you, how many years did you work for the railroad then?
I worked from 1926 to 62. That is when I didn't put continuous service in there. That was while I was cut off, you know.
Right.
But my senior started on April 21st, 1926.
And during the Depression in the 30s, did the railroad slow down any, or?
Oh, yeah. They slowed down a lot. And then we had to go to Houston. I worked out of Houston, and that is Reed River a bit for a while. While I was cut off, you know, for different places, you know. But we didn't get quite too many people here on account of being in and out all the time, you know.
Right.
And the wife lived in Houston all the time, too.
Right.
And she didn't know too much about these people here. I can't give you too much information, not I should.
This is Oscar Vella interviewing Mr. Frank C. McCarthy in Kingsville, Texas. Mr. McCarthy was a railroad engineer and worked from 1926 till 62 when he retired. He worked mainly from Houston to Kingsville, but he made his home in Kingsville, Texas.